Gracious viewers, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we have our friend, Reverend Rocco from San Jose. He's a Christian. He's a Seventh-day Adventist Christian.
Yesterday, we had the opportunity to meet the ever-delightful Raymond Ruckel.
Raymond plays organ in his church, directs their annual musical concert, and he is also an aeronautical inventor. That's something special.
I enjoyed that very much.
He showed us how to make freshly baked and wholesome bread right in our home kitchen. We also learned a unique recipe for sunflower seed vegan sour cream, which we can serve along with the homemade bread, use as a dip, and even use to garnish the hearty black bean soup that Raymond will demonstrate for us today.
Show us how you do your hearty black bean soup.
Okay, well, one of the things that I've found is that the type of black beans that you get can make a difference. I particularly like this one. It's Goya, and it fits perfectly. What you see down here is after it has soaked for about a day, you know, 20 to 24 hours, and I put some salt into the water. Now, you don't want to cook it with the salt, salty water, so we poured that water out.
Mm-hmm.
The next step is to put these into the kettle. We're going to have about a 3-to-1 ratio of water, 3 parts to 1 part of beans. And what we're going to do is to fill it up to here, because as it starts to bubble and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
if it's clear at the top, as you all know, it's going to go over.
Let me help you with that.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and fill that up. Up to, about an inch maybe from the top. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
You're safe. Okay. The lower it is, the less spillage you're going to have. We'll put there on the stove. And this is a clove, several cloves of garlic. I use about somewhere between half to two-thirds of what you see here. So we're looking at like a little claw there of these cloves. Then we take each one, and if you can take just knock off the edge on both ends, and then that usually you start to be able to peel it a little bit more easily after that. While she is continuing on with that, I'm going to take this onion. I take about a half of an onion of this size. I like white onion. Better to keep it in little bits and not to get a lot of juice out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes. So I keep right on top of it. And
do you need this chop?
Yeah, if you want to start the chopping on that, get it down to smaller pieces, then I'll do the final chopping. I like it a little smaller. Because I don't want to be able to look into the pot of beans and see big chunks of onion. I like it to be kind of melded in there in just little tiny bits that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's probably good enough there. And that looks good.
Okay.
I like it a little tinier. And that's just my way.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to have it kind of diffused throughout the pot of beans. And just a little more here. So there we are. I think we're close enough.
That's
I don't
good.
See anything. Actually, we're kind of mixing them, aren't we?
That's okay.
And we'll put the onion over here. And then in a small container, since it doesn't take too much space, we move on with our garlic.
So when do we add the seasoning into the soup? Is it before cooking or during cooking?
I usually let it get started without any additional things.
Mm-hmm.
This is fresh water. There's no salt in it. We did soak it earlier for nearly 24 hours. So we have lemon juice here. And it was that whole lemon that we put into there. They like, those who are into garlic and onion, they like that. And they like the salt taste to it. You don't want to overdo that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have it with gentle amounts of these spices. Mm-hmm. Then it comes out really tasting pretty good to my taste buds. So we're going to get started by having, you have to have some heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we push this on, and then we set it to the highest number, probably to get it up and going.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then let's just say that it's been going for a while, and we're going to turn it down a little bit. We turn this down to maybe about halfway.
So medium.
If it seems like it's bubbling too aggressively, then go down to two. And I go between medium and medium low. And that works best for me. But if you go to medium or more, it's going to stick at the bottom.
So it needs a lot of love and stirring.
Yes.
While you're cooking.
Yes. So we put in the onion. That was a half of an onion. And then I think the next thing would be the garlic. And this was, as you saw earlier, it was just a little more than half of one of those little rounds of garlic. And so we put that in. Let's see. As it gets to going, I think the third thing that I would put in is the lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
And just go ahead and pour that in. It's going to change some colors. And it's going to start looking a little more purplish rather than black. And what I have in here is a third cup of olive oil. I tend to avoid using this in the cooking process. Mm-hmm. It can taste really good if you add it afterward, and it's better for the vessels of the body, because what happens is that when it gets up to a certain temperature, the oils that you use change shape. Instead of being a horseshoe shape, mm-hmm. it goes to something more like this, and it gets sticky. Mm-hmm. And it sticks to the sides of your vessels.
Mm-hmm. So it's best to be a lower temperature when you add it. Yeah.
And as it's settling down, then you pour this in before serving. Now I understand that then the olive oil is good for you. And now we're going to take a little bit of this, which is mushroom seasoning. This one I think we can put a little bit more of because of the size.
Right. I think
so
this
probably one teaspoon. Of this mushroom seasoning. Let's put that in. And so I'm going to take the cumin. So I'm going to take probably less than, maybe about a half a teaspoon of the cumin.
That helps stirring to make it.
And I flattened it off just by rubbing on the top there. And then the sage. I'm going to probably go more for less than half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put some of that in there. And then the thyme, about the same amount there.
So try to start with the conservative side.
Right. And then if it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere,
uh-huh.
then you can add something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit art and a little bit science.
Sure.
Both sides of it.
So the rest of it is keep an eye on it.
Just patience, huh?
And if you were one who forgets time, set a timer.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a lid on it. If you're going to leave it for a while, and you're going to go away, and you might forget about it for a little while, then I would turn the heat down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good idea to stay by it until it begins to bubble, and then turn it down. Put this at an angle, because if it slips down like this, it's going to spew over.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to stir. There is one thing that we don't have in here, and that's a very important ingredient. It's the salt.
We add it at the end?
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Toward the last. In other
okay.
words, I taste it
uh-huh.
to make sure that the texture is right. And then I can put it in if the texture is right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's still hard, don't put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it somehow hardens, and it takes longer to try to get them soft. I use a whole tablespoon, flat tablespoon of salt,
mm-hmm.
into a container of this size. Let's let this now boil for a while, and I think it would be fun to go. I see out through the window. I see some really innovative stuff in the backyard. Shall we go?
Sure.
Okay, just check that out.
And we'll be coming back.
All right. we have here is whole wheat bread. And then we have the black bean soup, and then we have the sunflower seed sour cream, which can be put on the soup. It can be put on the bread or the celery and some of these other vegetables. You can use it as a dip. So shall we begin by cutting this loaf of bread?
Sure.
And we'll get to work here. And you can see the bubbles. That means that this is going to be a tasty morsel. It's real close-knit. It's going to be too heavy, and it's not going to taste as good. Yes. So let's go through each one of these. So we continue on this bean soup. We're going to take this scoop and put some in this dish. And we'll just put a little bit of the olive oil into it. And I have it right here. So that's probably good enough. Okay. I just mix it in. And by having the olive oil last, when it's not real hot, as we mentioned earlier, it's better for you. And the vessels, the blood vessels and that sort of thing. You can put a little bit of sunflower seed sour cream. And put a little blob right there in the center. And then just a tiny bit of this, maybe. And I'll just knock off a little bit out of here.
That's a nice contrast.
And this is?
Parsley.
Parsley, okay. And so we've put together here some vegetables that can be used to dip into the sunflower seed sour cream. You want to try a little bit of this?
Sure, I've been waiting for it.
Okay, take one and try it out.
Sure, I taste some sweet pea. Mm. It's really good.
How about just a little taste on your bread?
Sure.
A little bit of this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
Mmm, this bread is really good.
That's great.
It's wholesome.
Oh, I know.
And it has bread texture.
I'll have to try that too.
Yeah.
You know, the baker always has to have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how this tastes. I can see why my brother really likes this stuff.
Shall we try the soup?
Yeah, let's do that. How do you like the texture?
It's just right.
It's nice and soft, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
but,
really good.
But not... Let's try a little bit of this with it. Mix a little bit in with the beans.
It's really nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Raymond, shall we part with a nice quote with our viewers?
Okay, this is from the disciple of Jesus. His name was John the Beloved. And he begins this with the word, Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's from 3 John 2.
Thank you so well said. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciple.
For details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.